has joined.
Good afternoon. Shavuot Tov.
Good afternoon.
Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Batir, Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi. Abel Rinat, Amcha Sag Beinu, Acharenu Nora, Ufreshayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dor Sheyechudcha, Givavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kavshin. Na Gibor, Dor Sheyechudcha, Givavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kavshin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkatcha, Tamid Gamlem. Betet Resh, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Asim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adatecha, Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushatecha, Yud Gimelamet, Pezayim Kuf. Shavateinu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumo Shin Kufal Tzariyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, Noseh awon, Wafesh awichata awinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, known as Pasuk 29. And we will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kut shabrechu ishkinte bitkilu urshimu utkilu utkilu urshimu. Le'achta l'shem yud hei bovafe. Le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kodenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kodeneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nam Dekucha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Witata Kohulaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga. Be Yakala na te hakulu ovada. Be shot inun wikola it's the rich. Be alma. I'm going to go directly to the 72 names of God today, because I noticed that we're running a little close on time. So we will say the 72 names with their root vowels out loud in sequence, which is a tool we use to connect to the 72 names properly. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nuta he he a ah yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da la nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha Wa 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 la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo te he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he a he a nu a me he yo Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he a nu a kam be ta. He he yo anu da lai la he wa he me ya yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. No go me yo re la he 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 be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left this day, which is the fourth day, Rabbi Yoav Yehoshua Weingarten of Kinsk. He's known as the Shelchat Yoav. Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak Dan Landa, known as the Strikeover Rebbe. Rabbi Arya Leib Gurowitz. and Rav Kalonimus Kalman Shapira, known as the Piaz Etzna Rebbe. And the Tzaddikim who will leave tonight, or who left on the fifth day of Heshvan, which begins tonight, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Rabbi Moshe Berdogo, Ben Rabbi Abraham, Rabbi Meir Helprin, Rabbi Abraham Yosef Reis, and Rabbi Abraham Alhevi Zions. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, and the Ani meditation, which we use to rise to the level of our class, is Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohe, yo aheni wa yohe, yo aheni wa yohe, yusod, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, od, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, Netzach, ye ahini we yohi, ye ahini we yohi, ye ahini we yohi. Tiferet, yo ahuni wo yoho, yo ahuni wo yoho, yo ahuni wo yoho. Gevurah. Yeah, niwi yosh. Yeah, niwi yosh. Yeah, niwi yosh. Chesed. Yeah, niwi yohe. Yeah, niwi yohe. Yeah, niwi yohe. Bina. Yeah, niwi yohe. Yeah, niwi yohe. Yeah, niwi yohe. Achma, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we use who is in a whisper. Our class tonight is a midrash. It's a very unique midrash. There are a few unique midrashim. This one is included in the Bible, the Ethiopian Bible. It's the only location you will find it where it was added to the Bible. I don't understand why it was added to that particular Bible. One day I'll have that information, Bezrat Hashem. The book is known as the Book of Jubilees, Sefer HaYovelim. As I said, it's a midrash. We will begin with a L'shem Yehud. And then we will start with Perek Aleph. Shem Yehud Kud Shabarechu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Liakda Lashem Yudhe Bobaze Liyehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunanehu. I forgot to mention where you can find it on the Yeshem webpage. It's on the unique astrological times link. When that opens up, you'll find it on the last link in the month of Mar Heshvan, just above the Rosh Chodesh Kislev section. If we start with the Perek Aleph, the first chapter. Before I go on and explain, let me explain a little bit more why it's called a Midrash, even though it's been added to a Bible. It's not the Jewish Bible. The sages could have added it to the Jewish Bible. For whatever reason, they chose not to. So we take the information as a Midrash. It's essentially describing what happens in each Jubilee, in each Yovel, in each 50-year period from the time of Adam until the time of Moshe. That's a period of about 2,500 years. Chapter 1. Ele divare haloket ayamim al pi ha-Torah v'ha-adot la-toldot ha-shenim l'shavuachem u-le-yovalechem kol yemei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz kasher diber el Moshe behar Sinai. I'm sorry, I have to change the language because it's continuing where I left off in the Hebrew. Vayhi b'shana harishona letziat b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim v'chodesh ha-shelayshi v'sheish shisha eservo v'yadaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. If in case you find it only in Hebrew when you open it up, just as I did by mistake, you'll find the double translation on the right side of the page, where it says Aleph Bet, or it'll say A, B, but If you click on that, it'll give you a choice of which languages you want it to appear in. Hebrew only, English only, or the combination, which is what I've chosen. So here is the English translation of what I have read. This is the story of the division of the days of law and testimony of the events of the years, of his years, of his weeks, of his jubilee throughout all the years of the world, as Hashem told Moses in Mount Sinai. It doesn't say on Mount Sinai, and you need to understand that language. When he went up to receive the tables of law and mitzvot, according to the voice of God, when he said, climb to the top of the mountain. And it came to come that in the first year of the Exodus, in Latin is known as AM, Anno Mundi, the year of the Exodus of the children of Israel of Egypt, in the third month, on the 16th day of the month, Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, now, the third month is Sivan. This is after the Torah was given. It's part of the 40 days that Moses had climbed to the top of Mount Sinai and was spending it with Hashem. Paragraph 2 in Hebrew. Ela Eli Po Hachara Liatana Lecha Et Shete Luchot Haeven the HaTorah the HaMitzvot Asher katavati lehurotem. Come up to me on the mountain, and I will give you two stone boards of the law and mitzvot that I have written for you to teach. The third paragraph. We are al Moshe el Har Ha'aluchim Ve Yeshkon Kavod Hashem al Har Sinai Vayekasu Anan Shishet Yamim Vayikra el Moshe Vayom Hashvi Mitochanan. And Moses went up to the Mount of God, and the glory of the Hashem rested upon Mount Sinai. And a cloud covered him for 6 days. And he called Moses on the seventh day of the midst of the cloud. The fourth paragraph. Vayira et kavod Hashem ve'esh ochlat al har Sinai bi'alotu lekahat et luchot ha'evin v'ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah al pi Hashem asher omer elav ala el rosh ha'har. And the appearance of the glory of Hashem was like a flaming fire on the top of the mount. The fifth paragraph, or verse. Vayehi Moshe b'har arvayim, yom v'arvayim. Laila vayorahu Hashem et asher hayav et asher yihyeh. And Moses was on the mount 40 days and 40 nights. And Hashem taught him the earlier and the later history. What do you think the earlier history is? And what do you think the later history is? The earlier history is before Moses, and the later history is the future, leading up to the end of times, including the end of times. How far this Book of Jubilees go, I really don't know, because I've not read it all the way to the end. I haven't even looked at the end. Because I know what the end is. It's to return to the endless world. The rest, whatever happens between your birth and returning to the resurrection of your life and all of your lives before you in this life and perhaps after, Chas V'Shalom, because it's the Shiach Shin Shom now, tonight. But whatever that future is, the distance between our births, each one of us, and the return to the endless world, that is the process that we call living, the world of tikkun and the world that is coming. Vayamad Yahu et haluho Hayamim al pi haTorah Vahadot leomer leamor. Of the division of all the days of the law and of the testimony. This is interesting phraseology. The law is the Torah. People don't understand that. They don't like to use that as one of the translations of the word Torah, but it is. The Torah includes the laws. The Torah is the law. But what is the days of the law? It implies that there will be a change. There will come a time when the laws will no longer apply. And of the testimony. Testimony depends on who is giving the testimony. Right now, we're being told that this testimony is from Hashem to Moses. Asalkat et kol hadevar asher anoki dover elecha v'katavahu al sefer lema'an yadu hadorotehem ki azvati otam. Al kol hara asher asu ki siru min habarit asher anochi korat hayom bine uvincha bahar sinai ledorotaihem. And he said, incline thy heart to every word which I shall speak to thee on this mount, and write them in a book in order that their generations may see how I have not forsaken them for all the evil which they have wrought in transgressing the covenant which I established between me and thee for their generations this day on Mount Sinai. Putting it in more clear language. Hashem wrote the Torah. Not the Torah we received, because Moses broke that set of luchot. And we know that Moses, in the next iteration, brought a different luchot. And we don't know if it's the same as the first or not. We believe it's different, because it's talking about the world of Tikkun, the world that we have fallen from a height. But this is saying, this book that we're writing, the Book of Jubilee, remember, this is Midrash. It's not Torah. The sages did not include it in the Torah, in the Tanakh, for a reason. But it's saying that the purpose of this book is for the generations to see how they have been evil, meaning in previous lifetimes, you have been evil. That's the concept of generations. And to some extent, that is the difference between the Hebrew word toldot, which we translate as generations, and the Hebrew word dor vador, which we translate as generation. There is no synonym in the Torah. There's no synonym in Hebrew. So what is the difference between toldot and dor vador? And which word is being used here? I believe it's toldot. So one of the explanations of the difference is toldot relates to reincarnation and the various lives of the same soul, where dor vador refers to the physical children, which are the same souls, but maybe different, because we don't know what the souls of each child is. What was their previous lifetime? So when we say dor vador, we're talking about the generations of the progeny. The physicality, a child is different than his father, that is, and he's somewhat different, hopefully, than he was in a previous lifetime. That's dor vador, physical generations. Toldot is spiritual generations. But then how do we understand that when the Torah is saying to us that the generations of Abraham, and then the next word is Abraham. How do we understand that? How do we understand many places in the Torah where the word toldot is used? These are questions that you have to look at each specific location in order to answer. Each specific location within the Torah itself. Can there be a location in the Torah? The Torah is all one. Torah, the name, one of the names of God is all the letters of the Torah. Yes, it includes the Tanakh. Paragraph 8. Wehaya ki tamitzon. O tamriot revot utzrot liana hadavar hazeh lefanehem liad vayadau ki tzedakati mehem bekol mishpatem uvachol measihem vayadau ki hayita hayiti amhem. And thus it will come to pass, when all these things come upon them, that they will recognize that I am more righteous than they in all their judgments and in all their actions, and they will recognize that I have been truly with them. Hashem is saying, the judgments of people about where is God, or questioning, is God with me? It's all a waste of the essence. We need to make the connection to certainty, to know that Hashem is always with us, always in control, always protecting us. And the only reason that we perceive chaos is because we are not understanding the need of cleansing our previous actions. The ninth paragraph. We atakatu lecha et koha devarim asher anochi dover ayom biosnecha ki da'ati et b'raim v'yed aro or aspam akashe vitaram aviem lo el haaretz asher nishvati li Avraham li Yitzhak li Yaakov le amor le zaraachem aten et haaretz Zevar halel v'davash. I would just like to point out in the Hebrew, for one word that I noticed, it's really significant. I don't know what its meaning is. It's the word orafem, ayin vav resh pei mem. Ayin vav resh is the Hebrew word for skin. If the aleph is the letter instead of the ayin, it means light. The skin is whatever you define what skin is, what you think it is. But the last two letters, Pei and Mem, is a gematria of 120. 80 plus 40. 120 is the life of the skin, the life of the body. If the Mem is in final letters, it's 680, which is 68 times 10. So it's a complete structure. It's a part suf of the word that connects to chaim, life. Continuing the paragraph 9 in English. And do thou write for thyself all these words which I declare unto thee this day, for I know their rebellion and their stiff neck. Before I bring them into the land of which I swear to their fathers, to Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto your seed will I give a land flowing with milk and honey. God is saying to Moses, the children of Israel are not going to go into the land right away. Did he imply that it would be at least 3,500 years? The answer to that is, I don't know. I've never read it. I've never seen any discussion of it. But perhaps this is what it's all about. Maybe somewhere in this verse, there will be a hint to the 3,500 years. Maybe not. If it's a midrash, there are people who say midrashim are not written by Hashem. Or really, they're never written by Hashem, but they're written by people with Ruach HaKodesh, with Holy Spirit. So Hashem is authorizing them to write it. But now you get into a whole discussion of the difference between Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, and prophecy, which we obviously do not have time for today. Paragraph 10. Weachlo v'shavau v'fanu el Elohim acherim asher lo hatzilu otam mikol tziratem. And they will eat and be satisfied, and they will turn to strange gods, to gods which cannot deliver them from aught of their tribulation. So the children of Israel are going to turn to idol worshiping, to move away from Hashem, make themselves distant from Hashem. The 11th paragraph. When Ashama Aidut Hazod Lehaita Lahem Leada Aki Yeshakaihu Et Kol Mitzvotai Asher Anochi Mitzave Mitzva Otem. And this witness shall be heard for a witness against them. For they will forget all my mitzvot, all that I command them, and they will walk after the Gentiles. The 12th paragraph. I'm not sure that that's the 11th paragraph is a valid translation, because I didn't see a word that meant Gentiles. But let's accept it for what it is. Wizona Achareshi Kutsi Hagoim Begolaulihem Beavdolialuhi Hehem Ihem Wehayulahem Lemachshaul Tzara V'tzoka Lefach Umokesh. And after their uncleanness and after their shame, and will serve their gods, and these will prove unto them an offense and a tribulation and an affliction and a snare. As they move further away from Hashem, as the children of Israel, meaning us, have moved further away from Hashem, we will realize this by reading this book, by recognizing truth, the whole idea of what is the Parasha of Lech Lecha, which is why we started this book, in this Parasha. The whole idea of this statement. We have moved farther from Hashem, and we need to recognize the truth. We need to remove the influences of the society, the community, and the family. Paragraph 13. Viravayim yavdu v'yelku shvi lifne tzar v'yafalu v'yad ovayhem ekev asher shekahu okotai umatzaviti umoadei Uriti hataru. And many will perish, and they will be taken captive, and will fall into the hands of the enemy, because they have forsaken my ordinances and my mitzvot and the festivals of my covenant. This is a description of the children of Israel who have moved far from Hashem. They will be taken captive by the negative system. But there's always a protection, the protection of keeping the festivals, the protection of doing the mitzvot, the protection of following the Torah's ordinances, laws, regulations. This is the protection that keeps you from falling to the negative system. Paragraph 14. But don't make this mistake that what I'm saying is follow the Orthodox direction. I'm saying follow the Kabbalah. Very different than the Orthodoxy. Very different than the conservative movement. It's very different than the reform movement. It's very different from the renewal movement. It's very different from any of the Jewish movements. If someone asks you, what denomination are you? I hope you're willing to say that I'm a student of Kabbalah. That's my denomination. Because it's not a separation when you make that statement. You're not saying I'm different than the other groups and meanings of all of the others, Orthodoxy, conservative, etc. What you're saying is that I am part of all of them, not just different. Paragraph 14 in English. I'm sorry, I haven't read it in Hebrew yet. V'yet shavatot ay v'kudshi asher ha-kadasheiti v'tochem v'yod v'yuhali u'makadishi asher ha-kadasheiti Va'eretz lishken shemishem. And my Sabbaths and my holy places, which I have hallowed for myself in their midst, and my tabernacle and my sanctuary, which I have hallowed for myself in the midst of the land, that I should set my name upon it, and that it should dwell. In parentheses, it should dwell there. Paragraph 15. Uyesav lachem mitzvoteven ufasili etzveha shataihu kawu lachem lechato benefashotem vizavahu benaihem L'she'arim v'lako liko me'ase ta'ato alevavam. And they will make to themselves high places and groves and graven images, and they will worship each his own so as to go astray, and they will sacrifice their children to demons and to all the works of the errors of their hearts. It's a little bit horrible to think that we sacrifice our children to demons. But think about it. The 16th paragraph. Ushlichaiti lachem ad yam lehaid bam behema lo yishmeu laimito et ade. And I will send witnesses to them, that I may witness against them, but they will not hear, and will slay the witnesses also. We're going to stop here. We cannot finish the first chapter in 1 week. We cannot finish this book quickly. It will be a while. And as we go through the months, as we need to prepare for holidays, we will take breaks. But I think you will find this book to be very beneficial in understanding many things about the Mashiach and the coming of the Mashiach, as questions have been asked about that. So we will stop here after 16 paragraphs or 16 verses. Does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts? Our next class today will be a Tikkuni Zohar class that will take place at 3 p.m. West Coast time. I hope you'll join us. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful week. Shavua Tov. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Hannah, I'm curious, have you ever read the Book of Jubilees?
No, but I did print several chapters to start on it. I wondered if you had already done the introduction, because I don't think you did it this morning.
It's my mistake, because I may not have seen it, but I'll double check that, and if I haven't, we'll do it next week.
Okay, it's above that link. It's called Celebrate the Ancient Jewish Holiday of SIGD.
Okay. SIGD is a Ethiopian Jewish holiday. It may be a pagan holiday. I haven't researched it. Okay. But I'm aware of it, and I've heard it before. But thank you. I'll look for it.
You put a comment. This makes it easier to understand why the Book of Jubilees is added to the Ethiopian Bible. So, and I'm look, I might, you know, I didn't think I had the Book of Joshua either, and I did. So I'm finding all kinds of things that I didn't know I had, at, you know, stored away.
Are you talking about the Book of Yashar that is mistranslated or mispronounced in English? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. For those of you who aren't aware of it, listening to the recording, the Sefer Yashar, which is pronounced differently by most people, is a midrash that's describing a lot of stories that kind of fill in the gaps in the Torah itself. The Torah doesn't give us the whole history in detail. It jumps and skips, and the Torah is not a book of history. But the Midrashim helps us fill in those gaps and understand the context. And the Book of Jubilees is one. The book Sefer Yashar, which translates as Yashar, means straight or direct, or many other words implying the same idea. So those are words, books that we should also take a look at in their next 300 years.
There was a reference to one of the songs of the in the Torah in that book, and that's why I gave it to someone who has that assignment, you know, to check it out. So
understood, and I'm aware of that reference in the Sefer Yashar.
The Book of Jubilee that y'all speaking about, Ethiopian. Who's the author of that? I mean, where do you get that book?
Are you asking about the Sefer Yashar or
the Jubilee?
She has the assignment. So
I have the assignment. Yeah.
Well, I think you will find it also on the safaria.org website. I haven't verified that, but I would be very surprised if it's not there.
Which one are you talking about, Book of Jubilee or the Shoah?
Both. The Book of Jubilee is what I'm reading from the Sefer from the safaria.org. I'm sure you'll find the Sefer Yashar from that on the safaria.org, and I would be very surprised if it's not there.
Mm-hmm. Because there's so many books about the Jubilee that are printed.
Correct. Yeah, but since we utilize the internet and the web so much, I tend to use safaria.org as the source. But you know, feel free to pick up any of the other mm-hmm. books. Remember that there's differences in translation, and there's different agendas from the translators.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Shalom to everybody. Have a beautiful week. Shavua Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.